Over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
TrustedTrader.com. Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
This is London's Heart with the latest news next.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Heart.
This is London's Heart. 7 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. This morning, Heart can reveal children as young as 9 are taking knives into school. There's been a big rise in the number of children caught with blades. It's up 60% in just 2 years.
People are bringing knives into schools because they feel scared and that. They've seen social media and they think it's normal.
The government says it's working to halve knife crime over the next decade. A court in the US has blocked Donald Trump's tariffs. Judges have decided the US president doesn't have the authority to do it. Politics expert Paul Dudridge has told Hart he'd been trying to use emergency laws.
He's definitely pushing his powers. He hasn't consulted with Congress at all.
The richest man in the world has stepped back from his job at the White House. Overnight, Elon Musk announced he's leaving the president's top team. The Met has arrested 5 people in London after filming for Gal Gadot's new movie was disrupted by protesters. The Wonder Woman star has been vocal in her support of Israel. And Mariah Carey is among huge stars being handed an Ultimate Icon Award in the US. The prize at the BET Awards in LA next month celebrates stars' groundbreaking contributions to the music and entertainment industries.
Weather.
With the view from the Shard. Picture-perfect moments with 360-degree views.
Cloudy for London with the chance of rain today, highs of 23 from Global's newsroom. You're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Good morning. It is Heart Breakfast. It's just after 7 o'clock. Hey, we know it's early, but we got you. Jamie Theakson and Zoe Harbin here today.
I'm not sure what's going on with this weather.
Oh, so dang.
It just feels like it doesn't know what it wants to do. It is 3 minutes past seven. Where in the world on the way?
London's Heart. Nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreak is gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
I'm dancing on my own, dancing on my own. I'll make the moves up as I go.
Sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say it's true. Choose us every time. We were California dreaming. Our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in. We kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing my mind. Set on you, I'm not afraid to say it, to say I do. Choose us every time. Well, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road.
That's Alex Warren.
So it's time for Where in the World. Hopefully we're going to do better than we did yesterday because our questions were rubbish. Like, even my mum texted me going, what was that? Why are you not better at that game?
I think the thing is, we haven't been particularly strategic in our approach.
Yeah, and also I got hooked on a country that I thought it was yesterday in my mind, and it wasn't anywhere near there. I thought it was Australia, and it wasn't.
Yeah, but you've got to just approach it with an open mind.
Well, you've got to be better as well, so that makes a pair of us, all right?
I hope your mum's proud listening to this.
Anyway, we are playing Where in the World. We do have someone on the line. It is our job, myself and JT, to ask some questions and figure it out. We're saying good morning to Daisy and the Donnelly family. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Daisy. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Where are you, Daisy?
Questions, guys.
No, okay, don't answer.
Whoa.
Are you enjoying your time away?
I'm having a lovely time, thank you. Yeah, a little bit wet, but I'm having a great time.
Okay. All right.
So we've managed to get a little bit of a clue out of Daisy already. Five questions, Daisy. We have to try and work out exactly where you are on your holidays, okay?
Yeah, you've got this, guys. You've got this.
Okay.
She's confident in us.
First question. How did you get there?
We drove.
Okay. It could be parts of Europe, though, JT, that. Okay, so you're saying it's a bit wet. So, could you describe exactly what you can see around you at the moment and maybe, where you are, essentially?
Yeah, so if I head to the window, I can see a goose. And I can also see a couple of sheep and a donkey that's looking me in the eye.
Okay. You're
eyeballing
a donkey as we speak.
I'm eyeballing a donkey right now, and that's not my little brother.
Having a stare off with a load of animals.
I'm pretty confident that she's in the UK.
I am too.
Okay. So, how long did it take you to drive?
No, because we don't know where she started.
To drive?
Hang on. Retract.
Well, that's a terrible question.
That was a terrible question. You're absolutely right. Where? Okay, the only way we're going to get it is to find out how long she'd been driving for. Because then we can do some sort of guess on... I'm just going to start. Where do you live? Where did you start the journey from? Mm-hmm. I know this is too...
We started the journey in Rotherham.
Rotherham. And then how long did it take you to get to where you
are? That's the last question, Jamie.
No, I know, but we're just going to have to go with it.
How long did it take? Well, it was broken up, guys. It was really broken up.
Absolutely messed up the game again. I take full responsibility. You leave now.
Okay, so guesses.
Okay, we're all going to guess, have we? There's some sheep, there's a goose. We don't know how long it took. You started in Rotherham. I'm just going to go for Wales.
No, sorry.
I thought you were doing a sheep impression.
I'm going to go. You are in the Lake District.
Oh, guys, what? No.
Oh, Daisy, you sound surprised. I mean, we didn't have anything to go on.
Come on then, Daisy, where in the world are you?
We're in Belgium.
You are.
Oh, my God.
Me up.
That was. We have to both leave.
You drove to Belgium.
Can't believe that. How I thought we couldn't get any worse than yesterday.
Yeah, and it has.
We've excelled ourselves. Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I was expecting some top tier. You know, I didn't know what was coming.
I think it was the goose, the geese, and the sheep.
Geese and the sheep and a donkey.
Yeah, we're on a farm in rural Belgium.
Do you know what? I'm going to say that we could have carried this game on until around about 9:30, and we would still be no closer to knowing whereabouts in Belgium you are.
Daisy, are you having a lovely holiday?
We're having an amazing time, thank you. We're driving across Europe. It's really been great.
I was going to try and work out whose decision it was to sell a farming holiday in Belgium to the rest of the family.
You'll need to speak to my mum about that. I'm not sure how we've ended up on a farm.
But it's not your final destination.
No, actually. So we're going to the Netherlands later today. We're going to Rotterdam, from Rotherham to Rotterdam.
Wow.
And then we are, we're doing Germany, and we're taking off Luxembourg as well.
I mean, forgive me for saying this. Rotterdam you know, one of the largest container ports in Europe. But why, what is it about these, who's picking these places?
It's all based on how long we can bear to be in the car together before tearing our hair.
That's perfect. And how's that going so far?
It's going all right. I'm sat in the back with my two younger brothers, 11 and 10, so I feel like I got the short end of the stick here.
Oh, it Daisy.
Gets better. You're in the back seat and, with two children driving to Rotterdam the rain.
Any sun forecast over the next few days in those destinations, do we think?
I feel like we've been a little bit unlucky, but we do have some sun on the way in Germany, apparently.
Wow, okay. It gets better. Listen, it's been lovely having you on, Daisy. And also, there might be people listening who are thinking they're having a bad week. Enjoy the rest of your trip. Thank you so much for coming on and playing.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great holiday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zoe's in for Amanda this half term.
So we've got your chance to win a 3-night summer getaway for two people to Ibiza.
That's
like a holiday that I want to go on.
That's a proper holiday.
You're going to get to stay in a luxury hotel.
I've got nothing against Rotterdam.
Yeah, what's your beef with Rotterdam?
Let's not go there.
You're going to get to stay in a luxury hotel. We're going to give you some spending money as well. This is all thanks to Boots, where their pharmacy teams are now British Association of Dermatology accredited.
Good.
Thank you so much.
They are bad.
They're able to give free impartial skin advice. Just pop into your local Boots pharmacy and you can see them in there as well. And for your chance to win that amazing summer getaway to Ibiza, all you've got to do is go to heart.co.uk now.
Heart Breakfast.
With Boots. Sun care you can trust. With Sultan 5-star UVA.
Gusto presents our biggest menu ever. Featuring speedy 10-minute meals, crowd-pleasing family classics, and thrilling global cuisines. Fresh quality ingredients and blockbuster flavor delivered to your door. Now with over 500 recipes to choose from every month. Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 50% off your first box.
New customers only. T's and C's apply. Excludes any additional charges not to be used alongside other offers.
Create a space to work in and add value to your home with a design and build company you can depend on. Simply Easy Refurbs specialise in loft conversions and home extensions across London. They're members of the Federation of Master Builders, so you know you're in good hands. For a free quote, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
I was diagnosed with leukemia when I was 10. I received chemo at Great Ormond Street Hospital for 2.5 years. Chemo made me feel very poorly, but everyone at the hospital made me feel safe. Now, Great Ormond Street Hospital feels like my second home.
Children like Sky deserve the best care, the best chance, and the best childhood possible. That's why we're building a new Children's Cancer Centre at Great Ormond Street Hospital to help beat cancer for more children. Together, we'll build it, beat it. Join us. Search GOSH Charity.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. Between you and whoever you sent them to. So, things like your passport number for your honeymoon stay between you and your fiancé. And those hour-long calls with Mum stay between the two of you. Even your streaming service password stays between you and your flatmates, who still ask for it every week in your group chat. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately.
Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch love and drama unfold in new episodes of Molly May, Behind It All, included with Prime.
Every part of my life changed.
Enjoy Tom Hardy as the fixer in the new crime series Mobland by subscribing to Paramount Plus.
I think we have a situation developing.
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Prime required, $8.99 a month. Paramount Plus, 7-day free trial. $8.99 a month after trial, unless cancelled. Content may include ads. 18 plus T's and C's apply.
This is Heart with the latest travel for London. Next.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6/25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the big day sale.
Here's Alice with the travel.
Thanks, Jamie. On the M2 westbound, the exit slip road at Junction 2 is closed and two lanes are closed on the main carriageway because of the bridge works. In New Cross, there are delays on Queen's Road westbound because of an accident. On the Tube, Barbican, Covent Garden and Russell Square stations are all closed because of a shortage of staff. And the Woolwich Ferry isn't running this morning because of a technical problem. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
With Jamie Theakston and Zoe Hartman.
London's heart. We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire and we're burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the light's turning down. They don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. Giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let
Yeah.
Welcome this morning. Olympic superstar Tom Daley is our special guest.
Heart Breakfast.
Yeah, come on.
The party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a
7.
Right, JT, when was the last time you phoned up a mate just to say, a guy mate, just to say, good night, love you, man?
Well, love you? Do you to ring a friend and tell him you love them?
Yeah, you have to, you like, what would you say to your bestest mate in the world? Would you ring him up and say, hey, I just wanted to say good night, sweet dreams?
Of course not.
I mean,
it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
Right, okay, well, great, because there's a new trend on social media going around where essentially, like, girlfriends or wives, fiancés, are filming their partners ringing up their best mates to say, hey, man, I just want to say goodnight and I love you. And the responses are absolutely hysterical. Have you seen this?
No.
You've got to watch it. It's disbelief. Because that's the sort of thing that I would do. Like, I'd ring up my best mate and be like, I just wanted to check in and tell you how much I love you and I hope you sleep well. And she would give me this, like, abundance of love. She wouldn't laugh at me.
No, I apologise.
She wouldn't laugh at me, JT.
But why? Well, if someone did that to me, I think, what's going on here? This is something weird.
Right, it's okay. So, who would be that person that we could try it out on? Like,
I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
make this quite clear. Right. We are not ringing any of my friends.
We are, that's what we're doing.
Just to tell them randomly that I love them.
Yeah, you could ring them up this morning and say, hey man, like, I just want to say have a great day and I love you. Let's get, who would it be?
No, it's
yes.
not happening.
Yeah,
it's, no, it's not happening.
Oh, I think we should try it. Who votes we should?
No.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that back wood, babe, and let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. I spent last night on the last flight to you. I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you meet my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet is too gay. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming right, right up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
It's Thursday morning here on Hot Breakfast. Time to play Wake Up and Win.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
And win.
And yesterday we had a £2,000 winner, so can today's player do it? Morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Bit of nerves around the fact that Beth won yesterday, or is it just giving you a bit of confidence?
She was so good. As long as I don't get a zero, then I'll be okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. It's a low bar. You've set yourself there.
Low bar, just one.
Hannah, tell us a bit more about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I'm just a retail sales assistant, and I've got three children as well.
Gosh, that is a busy house.
Busy house.
Yeah. Hannah, what would you spend £2,000 on?
I would love to take them to Italy. My oldest son has always wanted to go. He loves, like, volcanoes and obviously pizza and the scenery. So I'd love to take him to Italy.
Okay, so we're playing for a trip to Italy. The slippers are yours just for coming on. Get all 10, you'll win the £2,000, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Hannah, your letter is C for celebrate.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Your 30 seconds starts now. An animal.
Cat.
A fruit or vegetable.
Carrot.
Sport or hobby.
Cricket.
City outside the UK.
Copenhagen.
Male actor.
Chris Pratt.
TV series.
Oh,
tricky.
Oh, Hannah, that was a hard one.
Tricky.
Tricky letter.
Yeah, it was.
Any examples of C, TV shows, catchphrase?
The only one I came up with
was catchphrase, yeah.
Celebs Go Dating, yeah. I had.
You score five, Hannah. We made it halfway.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
A respectable score, Hannah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Thank you so much for coming on and playing. And
Thank you for having me.
I hope you get to Italy this summer.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well done, Hannah.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
So, Hannah scores five. If you'd like to come on and play, all you need to do is text WAKE to 82122. You've got until 8 o'clock to enter. You must be 18 or over. You're playing across the Heart Network, and all the rules are at heart.co.uk.
Wake up and win.
Show Me Love, Robin S. Talking in club classics, Heart are heading back to Ibiza to play all of those massive tracks.
That's how I've heard.
It's going to be a huge weekend. They're going to be at the iconic Cafe Mambo. You've got Toby Antis there, Pandora, Mark Wright's going to be there.
What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, seriously, those three together. Ibiza, obviously, in full swing at the moment as well, so it's going to be a great weekend. The best club classics party.
Is it in full swing? In May?
Listen, JT, you heard the news. This weekend, they're opening the world's first hyper club. It's called Universe. It's the old privilege. 15,000 people, that's the capacity.
Wow.
All the massive DJs are playing there. That's happening this weekend. So, yeah, absolutely, it's in full swing.
Do you know what? That makes me feel anxious. I feel like I'd lose my friends.
You would lose your friends. Yeah, but you would find new friends. Okay. And it would be the best night of your life.
You clearly haven't seen me on a night out.
I have not.
No.
Anyway, this is taking place on Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st of June. You'll be able to hear and watch all of it on Global Player, the official Heart app.
Heart Breakfast.
With Boots. Save up to half price on your summer favourites.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to trust a trader. Where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trusttrader.com. MJ, the electrifying Olivier Award-winning new musical, is the soundtrack for your summer.
You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
Featuring the jaw-dropping dance moves and legendary songs of Michael Jackson. Including Billie Jean, Smooth Criminal, Thriller, and Beat It. MJ is the must-see West End show. Book tickets from £25 at mjthemusical.com.
This is Heart with the latest travel for London. Next.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah, it was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm-mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
With PalladiumHotelGroup.com. Get 25% off RRP with the Big Day Sale.
Here's Alice with the latest travel.
Thanks, Jamie. On the M2 westbound, the exit slip road at Junction 2 is closed and two lanes on the main carriageway are closed because of the bridge works. In New Cross, there are delays on Queen's Road westbound because of an accident. On the Tube, Barbican, Covent Garden and Russell Square stations are all closed because of a shortage of staff. And the Woolwich Ferry isn't running because of a technical problem. Heart Travel, I'm Alice Young.
With Jamie Theakston and Zoe Hartman.
London's Heart.
I'm free. London's Heart.
Sun is going down, time is running out, no one else around.
Can you wish my 18-year-old Ollie good luck on her driving test today? By the way, Zoe, it took her 7 goes to pass her thing.
I feel better.
So that might make you... I thought that might cheer you up a bit.
Only the geniuses take more than 3 times.
I seem to remember mine driving instructor had road rage issues.
What, during your test?
Not during the test, but I remember once during a lesson as I stalled at a car, as I think I was trying to pull away in third gear. And then there was someone beeping behind me and he got out and started shouting at him.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure this is necessarily the right instructor.
New instructor, please. Now, listen, JT, do you know that you could... Obviously, you know, because you could read the messages, but do you know that you can WhatsApp the studio if you want to send your messages in?
Explain to me how that works.
Because we did have a bit of a discussion about it yesterday, but you did seem a little confused.
I'm just... You know, I'm only just getting around the fact that you don't have to send a stamped addressed envelope in anymore.
The other day, you were telling a story about a post room.
Yeah, in a post room, yeah.
So, JT, have you got your phone there? Can you
yes.
get it out, please?
Give out the fax number.
Okay, fine. We're going to do a live tutorial so everyone can do it and join in, unless you're driving. So don't do it.
You really want me to do this for
Yeah,
me.
Only takes 2 seconds. Right, open up Global Player if you've got your phone in front of you, the official Heart app. Make sure you're on the Heart section, obviously. Have you got that, JT?
This could take a while.
So I said it's only going to take 2 seconds.
My wife's been texting me, so I just ignore those.
Let's just ignore them. Okay, then you scroll down and right under Schedule and Catch Up, you're going to see the section which says Join in the Fun. Still with me,
How
JT?
How far down
or?
Do I have to go?
Not that far.
Schedule and catch up.
Yeah.
Press that.
Do you see something that says join in the fun?
Join in the fun.
Yeah, which has a WhatsApp icon.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, hit that. That
yes.
opens up WhatsApp on your phone and it
yes.
puts you right into the chat, into Ooh, the studio.
Okay.
You can also send us a voice note.
I can message myself.
Yes, and then I'll read it out, which will be weird.
Hello.
You
Hello,
can voice
Jamie.
Note us. What are you actually doing it?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay, brilliant. Oh, look, hello, Jamie. I can see it. There is another way of doing it. You can punch in this number to your phone. It's 0800 04 821 22. and you can save us as a contact, maybe Heart Breakfast, and then you can chat with us directly, and that's really nice. What? Hello, me, you've just sent me. What else are you going to write? Any more cheese? Zoe smells. Okay, that's great. No, thanks very much.
My heart reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you have my heart.
WhatsApps, loads of them here. Look, I did not know this feature existed on Half Term this week. That's from Dan. Loving the show. I mean, there's hundreds of them that have come in. People saying, welcome to 21st century, JT.
Yeah. Hi, Ambi. Hi, Georgie. Hi, Sean. Hi, Dan. Hi, Tommy. Hi, Christina. Hi, Jax, Bradley, Judith. Welcome to the show.
Rob says, can you wish Tommy. Me luck as I've just made some chocolate croissants. They're about to go in the oven.
Good stuff,
that. It's all happening this morning. Just remember, you can send us a voice note as well. You can also voice note us.
I've only just managed to do the messaging bit.
I want, let's see if we can get 5 voice notes. Okay, that would be really nice. Just go to do exactly the same thing. Not, you don't necessarily have to do it now, okay, that I'm doing a link. But
Global Player.
Global Player. Then all you need to do is scroll down to schedule and catch up. You'll see the join in the fun section.
Yeah,
hit that. It opens WhatsApp on your phone. Then you can voice note us. Yeah. We want some voice notes. Let us know what you're up to on this Thursday morning.
Heart Breakfast. With Boots, speak
speak to their skincare-trained pharmacy team for free today.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Ready, steady, the Toyota-thon sale event is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyota-thon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
Simply Easy.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the...
Nah, it was this.
The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
This is London's Heart with the latest news. Next.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water. But time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker,
play Heart.
This is London's Heart. 8 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alice Young. A Heart investigation has found thousands of children are taking knives into school, some as young as nine.
They feel like they need it for safety. If I see someone with a knife, I'm going to want one to protect myself.
Figures we've seen suggest a 60% increase of it happening in 2 years. Ministers say they're working to halve knife crime over the next decade. A court in the US is trying to block Donald Trump's tariffs. The US president tried to use emergency laws to bring them in, but judges say he doesn't have the authority. Heart's Simon Marks says within minutes we heard Donald Trump would be appealing.
But on the face of it, it is a substantial blow to President Trump's trade war that is being waged on nations all over the world.
Five people have been arrested after demonstrators disrupted filming for Gal Gadot's new movie in London. The Met says the film was targeted because the actress is Israeli. After just 4 months, Elon Musk has quit his job at the White House. He's thanked the president for the opportunity to be part of his top team. And Beyoncé's thanked a fan for letting her be part of their baby's gender reveal. She was handed an envelope from someone in the crowd at her world tour. And when she opened it, it said cowboy.
Weather.
With the view from the Shard. Watch London's skyline transform from day to night.
Cloudy in London today with the chance of showers, highs of 23. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on London's Heart.
This is Heart.
from Global Heart Breakfast.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? It's Thursday morning Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and me, Zoe Hardman. Who's coming in, JT?
Not one, but two special guests this morning. John Legend will be joining us after nine. And on the way, we'll be chatting to Olympic gold medalist Tom Daley.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. Say green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve. The girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watch and learn. She sets the world on fire just to watch the sucker burn. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky.
Not one, but two guests on the show today. We'll be chatting to John Legend a little bit later on.
Yep.
But now we have a Olympic gold medalist and genuinely all-round nice guy, Tom Daley.
Tom Daley's here.
Good morning. Lovely to have you with us, Tom. Can I ask you, first of all, what would you normally be doing? It's 8:05. What would you normally be doing at this time of the morning? Talk me through your morning routine.
At this point, I would have just dropped off our oldest son to school, and then we normally go right from there to a hike on Runyon Canyon is normally our
morning. Oh, how lovely. Because am I right in thinking that you don't live in the UK?
Yes,
anymore?
I live in LA now, which is very different. I mean, I'm here a lot,
sure.
But yeah, I live in LA. It's nice weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, apart from the weather and the beautiful restaurants, what was it that drew you to LA?
I know. I mean, it's one of those things. I could have never imagined that I would ever live anywhere other than the UK, but then now living in the States and the sun is shining. And my husband's American, so, you know, he gave me 10 years in the UK while I was training, like, intense. And he was like, you know, come on, let me have a little
bit of time
back in Hollywood now.
Yeah. What do you miss the most when you're in LA?
I miss a number of things. I miss HP Sauce.
Right.
I miss squash.
You even have that sent over. That's awful.
Yeah, exactly. I miss squash. I miss good baked beans.
Right.
Like, it's little things like that are just so hard to get
hold of. Good bacon sandwich over there.
To be fair, I do like the fact that when Americans do the crispy, thin, like bacon, like I do like that. but they never do a good, like, fry-up.
Exactly.
Like, an English breakfast is just not the same. You go to a diner in America and you get, like, the pancakes and loads of maple syrup. It's just not the same as, like, a greasy spoon.
You can't beat it.
A new documentary is out on Discovery Plus on Sunday called 1.6 Seconds, yes. Which promises an intimate glimpse into the life of Tom Day. How intimate are we talking?
I mean, you know, not as intimate as, like, maybe some people might want to see. But it is a very vulnerable documentary. I mean, I go into what it was like growing up, you know, as a diver in the public eye, and like the trials that I faced doing that, and also talking about things that I feel like people never saw behind what the Tom Daley was that they saw in the media, and kind of getting to know that person a little bit. And yeah, it was very weird to kind of like see my whole life flash before my eyes, really, is kind of how it felt.
What was it like having, you know, the filming that took place for such a long period of time and just having that level of kind of, you know, being exposed?
Yeah, I mean, the whole documentary goes back from all archival stuff that I had never even seen before, back when my, you know, dad used to film absolutely everything on account. Like, some of the things I never even knew existed that you had footage of, like my first swimming lessons, my first time going to diving competitions, the day that I leave for the Olympic Games, like all of these things that I just never even knew existed. And watching it all back and all unfold, it was it was an interesting experience. I think the reason to do it as well was that, you know, one day my kids will be able to look back at it and see what their
cathartic?
Papa did. I feel like the whole process of doing a documentary is always a little bit intimidating, because you don't really know what you're going to be asked, how it's all going to turn out. And you kind of have to step back from it a little bit and let other people kind of run it, because otherwise you're so close to it, because it's, you know, it's your life. So yeah. it's a very surreal experience.
One of the things that surprised me was you're quite honest about about the body dysmorphia that you suffered from. Probably not the right word. You said that you hated the way you look, which I was surprised by.
I mean, going back to, you know, it was like 2011, like the year before the London Olympics, I was told that I was overweight and needed to lose weight.
Who was telling you that?
Like people within the performance like sector of British diving. And you know, I didn't really know what to do with that. It was the first time that I felt like my body was looked at more than just as a diver, and I really struggled with that. So suffered silently with eating disorders, and felt very lonely in that. And you know, obviously and I talk about it in the documentary, because rationally I know that I wasn't overweight in the general sense, but then it was all I ever thought about. Every decision I made about what I put in my mouth, every decision about how many calories I was burning, and I became so obsessive over it that it was really hard to, and also